Harper Teen and Harper Audio present The Key to You and Me by J. Robin Brown. Performed by Catherine Littrell and Jennifer Jill Araya. Chapter 1. Piper. I throw my riding clothes into a duffel with one hand and wipe back tears with the other. 5 pairs of breeches, sniff. 6 sun shirts, snuffle. A helmet visor, boot socks. I grab a Kleenex, blow my nose and toss the tissue in the garbage, dropping the printed packing list for my grandmother onto the floor. I stoop to grab it, but bang my head on the corner of an open drawer instead. Fuck. I rub at the top of my tender scalp as more tears drop onto the fallen paper, smearing printer ink in the process. This is ridiculous. It's been 7 weeks. Why can't I stop crying? Judith broke up with me at the beginning of April. Her words still sting. You care more about any horse than you care about me. I am an afterthought for you. Which isn't true at all. She's in every thought. She's there in the stands when I get my future Olympic team medal. She's holding the cut pieces of yarn for me as I braid my future horse's mane. She's behind the wheel as we drive to future horse shows and correcting me as I go through the choreography of my dressage tests out loud. Okay. So maybe it is kind of me-centric, but I love the idea of that kind of partnership. My goals are hers, too. Except, they're not. She made that abundantly clear. Then, as if getting dumped weren't enough, Eric, my trainer, had to have some sort of heart procedure and his training program is on hiatus until he's healed. It's what made me go behind my mom's back and call up my grandmother. I have to get out of here. How can I handle a broken heart without a horse to ride? And even more important, without a stable to show from, how can I chase my competition dreams? My mom may not care about riding anymore, but I definitely do. My grandmother, Mom's mom, has advocated for years that I come to North Carolina for the summer to ride with this trainer or that trainer and see how serious horse people do it. My mother always rebuts with, "There are plenty of serious horse people here in New England," which is true. But what is also true is that my mother doesn't care if I show or not. To her, the horse show world is pressure-filled and fraught with danger, both physically and emotionally. For me, it's heaven on earth. I shine on show days. Not to say I don't have a healthy amount of nervous energy, but it's truly what I live for. She may have given it up for good, but that's not my plan. I want more. I want to try for the top. Which is why I'm packing. My grandmother can teach me things, introduce me to the right people. Let my simmering, wanna ride in the Olympics dream have a chance at becoming a waking thought. She's offered every summer since I was 10, but my mother always refused. Too far, too long, too much for your grandmother to spend on you. Which is stupid. My grandmother has money. She loves me, she loves horses. I'm her skipped generation hope of having another true horsewoman in the family. Until now, I'd never fought my mom about it. But this summer, it's going to be different. She finally agreed to let me go. I'll be there until school starts in the fall, riding almost every day on top horses with top trainers. And best of all, no chance of bumping into my ex-girlfriend with her new boyfriend. I grab my bathing suit from the top drawer of my dresser. Judith stares at me from a twig frame. Judith with the twinkling brown eyes. I wonder if she's looking at the boy. Brad, with the same twinkle. I can't bring myself to turn the frame face down. Even broken, my heart still skips at the sight of her. It also holds on to the slightest hope that this is only a detour, and before the summer is over,
sample complete. Ready to continue?